Yeah, I'm excited. I love playing against him. He presents a unique challenge, and I think I've stated many times, I believe he's the best quarterback ever, the greatest draft pick ever, and I just like going against him. He's a competitor, and you want to be measured against the best. It gives you a good indication of where you are, and we've talked about it for our players. You know, we have gone back and looked at preseason game where he's played and last year's regular season games and playoff games where he's played. And so I'm excited, you know, because you love seeing great athletes at any level, any sport play, and he's one of them.
Results usually are not very good when you play against him. So
no, for anybody. For when you look at New England, I think in the Coach Belichick era up there, probably the most amazing thing is their sustained excellence. You know, everybody strives for that. You want to win, and sometimes, you know, you get up there and you get to the Super Bowl and you never get back. I believe he's had, you know, 10-plus years of 10-plus wins is remarkable in this era of free agency and players coming and going and injuries, and that is the most remarkable thing. And we want to get where they are. I think most obviously you strive to get there, but what they have accomplished is amazing. And so whether it's us or them, meaning anybody that plays against them, usually you come out on the short end because they have a high winning percentage. But it for us, I like the challenge. And I mean, let's face it, you know, you got to beat those guys to be considered one of the elite teams, and they are, and for us, I welcome the challenge. And you know, he's showing up Saturday night, Sunday morning, and I'm sure he'll come running out the tunnel as they always do, and we'll be there waiting for him.
Ray, you had him right where you wanted to, 2013.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a crazy comeback.
Mm-hmm.
Do you draw on that experience at all, or do you reference that at all to players? Is there a lesson learned that's worth bringing up?
No, I don't know how many guys were here for that. And, you know, as you go, it doesn't matter who it is. It doesn't matter the past, you know, and whether you won 10 in a row or lost 10 in a row to an opponent, no matter what the sport or competition. Statistically, it has no bearing on the next one other than it probably gives somebody a level of confidence as you go. But each event is its own separate thing. And for me, you know, I've won some against them. I've lost some, as always. But no, I'm excited. And no, we didn't go back and talk about this and talk about that. Most of our guys have never, you know, played New England. So what do they care what happened in the past? They're just worried about now. I know what happened, but no, we just are preparing for New England. And part of the unknown is you don't know what they're going to do because, you know, Tom hasn't played, so you don't have video evidence to go back and go, wow, they like to do this, other than, you know, I've used my knowledge of them over the years playing them, and just knowing that you have to expect the unexpected because you don't know how they see you. And so we've prepared our guys to just play our football, and really your rules take care of everything no matter what they do, whether they come out and want to go empty the whole game or where they want to go heavy personnel the whole game. They'll tell us when they line up, and we'll just use our rules and play fast. From this side, probably what I see, because I've never been in the field with him than one Pro Bowl, just his competitive nature, how it shows on the field. I think statistically you can look and see what he does to the eye, but I think probably his will to win. And you know, you look at his combine picture from way back when and what he's matured into now, and you know, he didn't start at Michigan. He split time. And just an amazing story. So probably just his competitive fire, his competitive nature on the field.
We haven't seen a lot from Rob Gronkowski these last couple of weeks. They mostly used him as a blocking tight end off the injury. But it just seems like he's a powder keg waiting to explode. What do you do to try and slow such a dynamic player like that?
I think that's probably the most interesting statistic from their year. You know, some people can say it's 3-1. But for him to have one catch four games into the season is remarkable. He usually has one catch in one series, you know. So, you know, not knowing the severity of his injury, it's amazing to watch. But at some point, you know, it's not going to stay there. Now, is it a combination of getting Tom Brady back? Is it a combination of him feeling better? That, you know, only they know. I don't know that. But our players are very excited. And when you talk about, you know, the New England, when I talked about New England, our players this week are very excited. And I think they realize what they're going against, the, you know, the championships, the names, the legacy, and all that stuff. And so, you know, you don't have to motivate this week because they know who they're playing. And they are excited about the challenge and the opportunity to play these guys. Yeah, I've stated that, you know, Phil Jackson had this triangle offense, you know, back in Chicago and the Lakers and all that stuff. And I kind of liken them to that. When you look at it, they're really built inside out. If you look at their triangle of, you know, whether it's two tight ends and the running back, or if they only have one tight end in the game, with whether it's Edelman or Amendola in the slot, and the tight end. So that's kind of a triangle. I've been talking about, you know, that, how they're built, and, you know, from kind of inside out. They pose a unique challenge. And, you know, you go back to when Gronkowski and Aaron Hernandez were there. It's the same thing. I think Bennett is playing outstanding football. I think right now he's playing at a very high level. I haven't seen every team play, obviously, but I would say he is playing at the best of the tight ends that I've seen in the league, because he's doing a little bit of everything. He's running the ball. He's catching the ball on screens. He's catching the ball up the field. They're splitting him out. He's blocking extremely well. He's been an excellent addition to their team for them.
When you look at the, you know, just the whole situation that you have to prepare your young guys for, there's going to be, you know, sort of almost a circus atmosphere probably with Tom Brady. Have you talked to your guys about that, or is it you don't have to talk?
I don't think we have to. Everybody knows what happened with the suspension and him coming back. I think it helps that we're here versus up in Foxborough. But, you know, I don't know the media coverage, if there's extra requests coming in. And, you know, he's just going to show up, and he's going to come running out of the tunnel. And like I said, most of our guys have not faced him. So it's just a matter of going and playing football. And I've stressed the importance of where I think his place in history is. So they're aware of who he is, and obviously they have seen him play on TV. So it's I don't think there's going to be a shock and awe factor, because I think they know, they respect how good he's been in his past.
Talked to Jamar Taylor the other day, and he said he wasn't super happy with how he's playing because he thinks he's been over aggressive at times and given up a couple double moves and missing tackles. Do you agree with that? How do you think he's been playing for you?
Yeah, obviously we like the turnover factor, and he played well against Miami, and he did give up a move, and he came back last week and had another a beautiful interception. As the year progresses, if he continues to produce the turnovers, in this league you're going to beat you. And we always try to tell our guys, when you come up with a pick, be careful, because they're going to come back and try to work on you. I like that he's not satisfied, that he wants to play better for us. I think he, from week one against Philadelphia to now, he is improving, and you hope he is an indication of our team. I hope they keep improving, and I hope they're not satisfied. I think that's one of the great traits of a great athlete, that you're not satisfied with where you are in your lot in life or your lot in play.
How about Carl, you know, trying to play with the whatever apparatus he's going to have on the hand? How much do you think he's going to be able to contribute?
Many players have played with a cast on, and so he's going to come out and give us great, we know that, effort. Now, how much will it affect him? He'll have to get used to playing with how they prepare him medically to play, but it won't affect his you know, ability to make plays for us. Now, will it affect his ability to grab a jersey? I'm sure it will to some extent, but he can still create havoc out there, we hope. The only thing I would say, my first answer would be no, because he's not on the field, but maybe psychologically he gets a new appreciation for the love of the game and how precious it is, and to miss games, and that would be the only positive out of it. There's, to me, there's nothing good about not being on the field, not practicing, and not playing in actual game time, other than I hope – man, when I come back, I'm going to treat the game with more respect and then appreciate the rare opportunity I do have to play NFL football. Yes.
He got two sacks. To what do you attribute those kind of guys just making plays week after week for you?
Yeah, I contribute that to our front office of doing a great job of scouting and looking and trying to improve the roster and getting guys that can make plays, and we want them to continue to make plays, and they're going to get opportunities to, and Cam is a great example of that, of sometimes in an athlete's life, when you're not someplace and you are regulated to a practice squad or not getting snaps and you get the opportunity. I mentioned earlier that our motto has been 2016 season of opportunity. Guys are getting an opportunity to make a name for themselves, to get extra playing time. And our front office has done a great job of bringing guys in that are contributing, and we want them to continue to contribute. Cam Johnson is a perfect example of that last week, of showing up on Saturday and coming right in, and it did help that he knew our system. And if he didn't know our system, we put him in a position where he could at least play football and not have to think.